This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The victims of Sunday's tsunami hardly have time to measure their losses before starting the cleanup. This is a part of the world where many people have no savings or insurance. Many have to go back to work in order to survive. The cleanup is also driven by the fear of disease. According to health experts, the dead bodies of which we've heard so much are less likely to spread disease than many people often fear. But there are very real concerns about access to clean water, food, and medical treatment. Today, reporter Laura Womack reached a fishing area in the northern city of Chennai, in the north of the city of Chennai, on the east coast of India.
The storm water came over a levee and crashed into the docks here, tossing fishing boats around and wiping out a local market where the fishermen's wives were selling their fish, taking the wives, the fish, and the money they'd earned that day away. The area has largely been cleared up by a number of police, fire workers, and other public servants who've come in and cleared away the majority of the debris. There are large fishing boats that have been tossed up onto the docks and are no longer in the water. They're just sitting parked along the docks, which is a very strange sight. And also on the docks is cement that was broken up off the surface of the docks.
So you have some clues still of the power of that storm, and yet you say there has been some cleanup?
There's been quite a bit of cleanup. The public workers have come down in the very first days and have done an excellent job, according to the fishermen who I've talked with earlier. They're very happy with that. They're concerned, though, because these boats, they've lost about 1,000 to 1,500 boats, and it will take a lot of money to repair them beyond getting them off the docks. And these workers, they have very limited profits, from $25 to a couple of $100 for a fishing voyage. And so they really don't have enough left over in normal times past supporting their families to pay for insurance. So they're concerned about where that money is going to come from.
A gruesome detail, Laura, but one that people all along the rim of the Indian Ocean are dealing with. Have people been able to bury all of their dead?
In this area, they are very fortunate that they are no longer living with corpses. They have been buried, taken away, disposed of. Apparently, 10 more bodies washed up yesterday, but they have been cleared away. So right now, the main effort is getting food, and that effort seems to be a relatively ad hoc one. Here, they don't have the sort of organized and very, you know, stacks of goods that have been donated at the Red Cross in the sort of shelters that we have in the United States after a tornado. But they have a tent or sometimes just a canopy set up where a volunteer worker is sitting at a table, and people from private businesses or from local aid agencies come down with whatever they've managed to collect for the day and leave it with the people here, and it goes out immediately.
You've described, it seems, in this particular village, a scene of tragedy, but a scene of relative calm, relative order. I wonder, as you've moved around the province, if this this little village is exceptional in any way.
Well, this area was hard hit for Chennai. It was not the hardest hit in this state. There are areas south of us who were extremely hard hit, and the efforts there, it's still in the midst of the early aftermath of the tragedy. Here, the people are very fortunate to be moving to these other concerns of how they're going to repair their boats. And in fact, there's some excitement on the dock right now. One of the cranes that they were waiting for to help them haul some of these boats off the dock has arrived, and it's actually pulling one half-submerged fishing boat that they think they can salvage up out of the water. So they're seeing progress on that scale, and I think that is optimistic for this community.
Well, we'll leave you with that image. Laura, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Reporter Laura Womack is in a small fishing village on the east coast of India.